has laid on our heart. So good to see everyone here. It's been a while since we've been able to be together with everyone, but I'm sure thankful, amen, this morning for his presence, thankful to be in his house, thankful to hear his voice, amen, when he speaks to us. Praise God. We're going to be in the book of John this morning. Amen. One of my favorite books. Praise the Lord. The book of John, the 14th chapter. Amen. Thankful for his presence. The book of John, chapter 14, will be beginning in verse number 13. If you found it, would you stand with me this morning? John chapter 14, verse number 13, if you found it, would you say amen? This is the words of Jesus. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Notice this verse. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Amen. Even the Spirit of truth. The Lord being my help this morning. I'd just like to title that this morning, our simple topic. We're just going to talk about that here today. I feel like that's what God has laid on my heart. So I want the Lord to help us. Amen. The Spirit of truth. Would you lift your hands and ask God to help me this morning? God, I'm asking you, Lord, for the anointing. I believe, Father, with all of my heart, God, assurance, Lord, all throughout this week, God, you've laid this on my heart. Lord, I know this is what you want me to say. God, it's my desire, Lord, to help this morning, that you might be glorified, God, that you might be lifted up. And I'm praying, God, that you touch our hearts, God, this morning. We need the anointing, Lord. We need you. Father, we'll careful, Lord, to give you all the glory and all of the praise today, Lord, in this service. God, I pray, be with us, Lord. You can be seated. The Spirit of truth. Amen. Are you thankful for the truth this morning? Praise God. Now, from the beginning, I want us to realize, when we begin to speak about the Holy Ghost, that God is no respecter of persons. Amen. The promise of the Holy Ghost is given to every single person that has made Jesus Christ the Lord of their life. Amen. And who is striving to live a holy life, one that is separate from the world, but also is separated unto God. Amen. Now, this promise comes after salvation, when the vessel has been sanctified and the person is, as we call it, seeking for the Holy Ghost. Now, this morning, how many of you remember seeking for the Holy Ghost? Amen. I want to encourage our young people here today. If you're seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, whatever you're doing, don't stop. The devil will lie to you, and he will tell you that when you seek for the Holy Ghost, you come up to the front of the altar and you begin to pour out your heart. You begin to worship the Lord, and you leave the altar maybe without receiving the Holy Ghost. The devil will lie to you and tell you, see there, the promise is not for you. But can I tell you, young people here this morning, every time that you come down to this altar, every time that you put your hands in the air, you begin to worship the Lord. Every time that you come and seek for the Holy Ghost, can I tell you, friend, you're one step closer to receiving the baptism. Don't stop seeking for him here today. The promise is there's no set amount of time between salvation and receiving the Holy Ghost. The good news is you don't have to wait 6 months. You don't have to wait 5 years, amen, to allow his Spirit to dwell in you and allow his Spirit to baptize you. Because it is a promise from God, we know that he will keep that promise. He said, my word will not return unto me void, but it will accomplish that thing that I have sent it to do. Amen. Jesus prayed that you would receive this gift. He had to turn back to heaven, but he sent back the power, praise the Lord, 10 days later. Can I tell you this morning, I believe it's been mentioned this week already, but I believe the baptism of the Holy Ghost is the evidence of speaking with other tongues. We were talking earlier this week about how our God is a speaking God. And friends, when we close his mouth, we do nothing but make him like the other gods. Because they're gods that have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. So here this morning, let's not move away from that. But the baptism, amen, it's a promise with the speaking as the Spirit gives the utterance. Amen. It is a divine communication. It is not something that is man taught, but it is given from God Himself. Amen. Now here this morning, I know that the Holy Ghost operates in several different offices. We give Him different titles. He's the Spirit of God. He's the dove. He's the oil. Amen. But here this morning, I'd like to focus, just bring our attention here for just the next few minutes on this office of the Spirit of Truth. Our text here says, even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. Now I want to talk to our young people here just for a minute. When you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, there are going to be those, you're going to have friends that don't understand why you do what you do. But our brother was preaching to us. Sometimes when we get up here to preach, we're preaching to bones. We're preaching to dead men. Amen. When the Holy Ghost comes down, He has to revive that which is dead. There's a change that happens in our spirit. And so no wonder the world doesn't understand why we do what we do. They have not received, amen, that spirit of adoption. Paul told us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, "For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received, not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." Amen. Can I tell you, friend, here this morning, in a world that does not care, nor do they understand, amen, it is our job to defend the truth. Praise God. Isaiah said truth is fallen in the streets. Can I tell you, friend, we live in an hour where truth has fallen in the street. But we've got to go and lay hold of it. We've got to pick it back up. We've got to raise up the standard here this morning. In a world that is full of lies, we have a promise that we can have the truth. We must have an up-to-date Holy Ghost experience in order to overcome the deception that is happening in these last days. Amen. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of Truth because it is the Spirit of Christ. Amen. This is a reflection of Christ Himself. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Amen. We have been called to be a reflection of Jesus Christ. How do we know what the truth is? The same way that we know that we are saved, by His Spirit. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 8 and verse 15 tells us, "We've not received the spirit of bondage again unto fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." It is the Spirit itself that beareth witness with our spirits that we are the sons of God. It's the same way that I know that I am saved. Praise God. If something is opposite of Christ, I can tell you, friend, here this morning, it is the opposite of the truth. If it's the opposite of Jesus Christ, it is the opposite of the truth. Amen. Jesus said, John 16, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you. And when He is come, He will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness, and of judgment, of sin, because they believe not on me, of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more, of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come." Oh, aren't you thankful this morning that we can have the truth? Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Praise God. Not only is He the Spirit of truth here this morning, but He's the Spirit that teaches us. Back in John 14, Jesus said, "These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Can I tell you, friend, here this morning, when you get in a situation, the Holy Ghost will remind you of what Jesus has said. He will bring to our remembrance the words, the wisdom, amen, the works of Christ, the Spirit that teaches. He will also testify of Jesus Christ. John 15 tells us, when this Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, he shall testify of me. Amen. Can I ask you this morning, look at a situation, and you tell me who's being glorified. I say we look back to Jesus, amen, here this morning. Let's lift up Jesus again. But the Holy Ghost, he will bring to our remembrance the words of Christ himself. Wait, I remember. In a time of discouragement, Jesus said, lo, I'm with you always. It's the Spirit of truth that's going to remind us of that. Even to the end of the world. In a time when I don't have enough money, he's going to bring back the words, but my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory. In a time of doubt, in a time of test, in a time of temptation, we can return like Christ from a time of temptation in the power of the Spirit. Amen. He will remind you in a situation where you don't know what to say, and he'll remind you of the words of Jesus. Woe to him by whom offense shall come. In how we treat people in everyday situations, he'll remind you of the words, you offend one of these little ones, it's better that a millstone be hanged around your neck. He'll remind us of the words when we're discouraged, when we're doubt. We've got to comfort one another. He'll remind us of those words. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Can I tell you, friends, here this morning, he will teach you and he will remind you. Can I tell you, friend, this morning, he's taught me how to wait. He's taught me how to pray. He's taught me how to trust his timing. He's taught me how to put everything in his hands. He's the Spirit that teaches us. The Spirit of truth is a teacher. Something I'd like to point out here is the Spirit that teaches us will not lead us into error. Something important to note, that many things may be different. Many false doctrines, we know that they are different, but they are all united in one way. They're united by the spirit of error. You find many times in the ministry of Jesus Christ, there were two groups that would come against him, the Sadducees and the Pharisees. You find it several times mentioned there where the Pharisees and the Sadducees were gathered together. They were united. These were two completely opposite spiritual sects of people. The Sadducees, I mean, they didn't believe in the resurrection. They had a different view of the law, completely different interpretation of the law than the Pharisees did. But they were united against Jesus Christ. They were united by the spirit of error. But here this morning, the Spirit of truth is going to teach us, amen, and he will not lead us into error. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 18 says, little children, it is the last time. Anybody believe it's the last time this morning? It is the last time. And as you have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now there are many antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. Friend, this morning, he's not going to lead us into error. If you mean business with the Holy Ghost, and if you mean business with God, he's not going to take that honest heart and lead it astray. But he's going to take you to the truth every single time. Praise God. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. And you need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as he hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Praise the Lord. Aren't you thankful this morning that we have the Holy Ghost that not only teaches us about Jesus Christ, amen, but he will also not lead us astray. Praise God. Not only is he the Spirit of truth, not only is he the Spirit that teaches us, he's also the Spirit that we can trust. Once you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the best part is that life in the Spirit does never stop at baptism. Can I tell somebody, there's a life that is post-Holy Ghost. Amen. After you receive the Holy Ghost baptism, It's important that it does not stop when you receive the baptism. There is a life to be lived in the Spirit. Praise God. It is important to understand that the third person of the Trinity is just that. He's a person. The Holy Ghost and being filled with the Spirit, it's not just a ritual, but it is a relationship. Amen. Walking in the Spirit, Romans tells us, is forsaking the lust of the flesh. Walking in the Spirit, it's not where I'm just in a daze all day long and I just walk around speaking in tongues and I can't talk to anybody because I'm so in tune with God, you know. I want to tell somebody here this morning, you've seen it, but the Holy Ghost and the anointing will not allow you to be rude to people. When we walk in the Spirit, it's not walking around in the daze and I can't go 15 seconds without speaking in tongues, but rather it's letting Him lead my steps. Proverbs 16 tells us that a man deviseth his way, but the Lord directs his steps. I've got to step out. I'm being obedient. I've taken the step. But where that step lands is His responsibility. I'm following after Him. The Bible tells us the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. Can I tell you, a friend here this morning, you can trust the Spirit of truth. It's a Spirit that helps us pray. How many times you got down to pray and didn't have the words to say? Romans chapter 8 tells us, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. You can trust this morning when you pray in the Holy Ghost that you're praying the will of God for your life. You can trust this morning that when you get down on your knees and you begin to let that heavenly language flow, that divine communication, you can know that you are praying according to the will of God. Prayer becomes more of a priority. Prayer becomes more powerful when it is led by the Spirit of God. Can I tell you, a friend here this morning, you can trust God when you pray. I just came to tell somebody here today, you can trust the Holy Ghost. He will not lead you astray. Amen. I don't have to worry about tomorrow because I know who holds tomorrow. He's leading me and I'm following Him. He has my best interest at heart. Can I tell you, a friend here this morning, you can trust God. You don't have to be led astray. This is a promise that is for each and every one of us. You can be led by Him. You can experience a relationship with Jesus Christ that is alive and well. You don't have to serve this world. But He's the Spirit of truth that you can trust here this morning. You can experience a relationship with God. You can experience peace in a situation where you would normally, I would be going out of my mind. But I've got somebody that's walking with me. I know that He is carrying me. I know that He is leading me. Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful for the Spirit of truth here today? Could we stand all over this house and thank God for the truth? Oh, Father, thank You, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. Pastor's coming. Hallelujah.